The traditional gospel for Christmas Day is the text for my meditations today. You get the privilege on Christmas Day of four sermons instead of one. John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. He was in the world, and the world was made through Him. Yet the world did not know Him. He came to His own, and His own people did not receive Him. But to all who did receive Him, who believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God. In his introduction to the life and ministry of Jesus, John does not begin his gospel with the birth of Jesus, as Luke and Matthew do. Instead, he takes us all the way back to the beginning of time, when human time began. John says the eternal Word of God already existed. We know Him as the eternal Christ, who was true God from eternity and participated in the creation of the world. This same eternal Word of God, who at creation said, "Let there be light," came to earth 2,000 years ago as the light of the world. He came to share God's light and salvation with all the people of our world. Sadly, many people in Jesus' day, and many people we know around us today, have not recognized or received Jesus as their light and their Savior. Or perhaps they have forgotten or forsaken Him. But it doesn't help that our society proclaims, and even some churches claim, that Jesus is just one source of light and truth among many. But by the grace and guidance of God's Holy Word and Holy Spirit, you and I know the truth. The truth that has set us free from the powers of sin and darkness and death. The truth that Jesus is the one and only way to eternal life. The Holy Spirit has led us to believe and trust in Jesus as our Lord and Savior, and has thereby given us the right and the privilege to be called children of God. And that is what we are. For by God's grace, we know and believe that this child of lowly birth truly is the Savior of all the earth. That is the true and enduring message and meaning of Christmas. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. What is the best Christmas gift you ever received? When I was growing up, I have to admit, I was often disappointed. It seemed that all of my siblings got the best Christmas gifts. My oldest brother got the Daisy air rifle that I dreamed of. One year, Paul got that giant erector set that I wanted. Another year, my little brother got the electric football game that I coveted. And our little sister always seemed to get mountains of gifts. All I ever seemed to get was clothes. Oh, being Gilbert, I did get a Gilbert chemistry set one year. But my older brother, who became a chemistry professor, was the only one who could manage to do the experiments. Years later, I realized that I already had the best Christmas gift. The gift of faith in the Christ child. And God also gave me the gift of loving parents who couldn't afford to get me the new bicycle I dreamed of. A but they gave me something far better, the gift of love and faith, forgiveness. And every year they shared with us in our December daily devotions the true message and meaning of Christmas. And each year on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, I heard those words from my dad in the pulpit. On that holy night in the little town of Bethlehem, God gave us the best Christmas gift ever, the gift of Himself, and the fullness of His love and grace and truth wrapped up in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. The best Christmas gift truly is the Word made flesh. For God came to dwell with us and to stay with us in the person of His Son and our Savior, staying all the way from the cradle to the cross, so that we might now dwell with Him in His kingdom forever. You might be disappointed by some of the Christmas gifts you receive or don't receive this year, or you may be facing some disappointing or troubling circumstances in your life. But when you live by faith in the Christ of Christmas, be assured that He will never disappoint you. For He promises that He will be with you always, within you to cleanse and renew you, beside you to guide you, and out ahead of you always, till you reach the finish line at heaven's door. And who could ask for anything more? John 1. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. What was to be the primary mission of this child in the manger? A glimpse of His mission from the words of the Christmas carol, light and life to all He brings. Jesus has come into the world and into our hearts to share with us the heart of His light and love and saving grace. The life-giving and life-renewing presence and power of Almighty God came to earth, not to transform our society, but to transform our hearts and lives. And our mission is to dedicate all that we are and all that we have to the sharing of His light and love and new life with all those people whose lives we touch each day. Most families gathered in their homes last evening or this morning to unwrap piles of gifts. But that is not really what Christmas is all about. The heart of Christmas is found in our unwrapping the gifts and the blessings that the Christ child came to bring, and receiving anew into our hearts and lives His new life and love and joy and peace. Most people will maybe savor for a few days whatever happiness Christmas gifts may bring them. But then the Christmas gifts and decorations are soon put away, and they will be left to face the January blues with only a mountain of bills, perhaps, to remember Christmas by. But those of us who live by faith in the Christ child can live each day of the year in His freedom and peace and security, knowing that His forgiveness has set us free from all of our sin and guilt, and knowing that our Savior is with us always through all of the seasons of the year and all of the seasons of our life. The Christ child is the one gift that truly keeps on giving forever. We say, John chapter 1, for from His fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only God, who is at the Father's side. He has made Him known. All of these verses that we've read from the Gospel of John may not sound very Christmassy compared with the account of the first Christmas in Luke 2, which we read at our Christmas Eve services. But yet they express well the very heart of Christmas. Through our trusting faith in the Christ of Christmas and Good Friday and Easter, that we receive one blessing after another, including the fullness of God's love and grace and truth. But in order to receive the fullness of Christ's blessings, we must do more than look backward to his first coming. We also need to look forward in joyful anticipation to his second coming at the end of time, when he will take us home to our heavenly home, where we will live and reign with him forever. In the meantime, on this side of eternity, Christmas is still partly a promise. Oh yes, the Savior is come. But the story is not yet finished, because every celebration of Christ's first coming brings us closer to our celebration of his second coming. Every Christ-centered Christmas carol and choir anthem is an echo of the heavenly choir that will one day fill all of heaven with joyous singing. The glow of each candle is a reflection of the light of lights, whom we worship now with our feeble praise and devotion. But we look forward to that glorious day when we will offer him our perfect praise and devotion forever and ever. Yes, it's true. The best is yet to come. Amen.